high alert as wildfires kill two. And Victoria United of Limbe take on local side Samatek in their return leg CAF Champions League in Accra, Ghana, while Fovu host Paintsville of Liberia at the Amadou Aijo Stadium here in Yaounde. Good afternoon. We begin the news in the West region, where over 10,000 sons and daughters gathered last evening at the Tocket Stadium in Bafusa for the film screening of the documentary Paul Biya, a great statesman with a prodigious destiny. For the people of the West, the great mobilization is in recognition of what the head of state has done for them, achievements which they say will forever remain engraved in their hearts. And in the following report, Kange Angela Parr captured their reactions and appreciations.
The heavy downpour could not stop the over 10,000 sons and daughters of the eight divisions of the West region, representing the five ethnic groups, the Bamilikes, Bamums, Tikas, Mbos, and Ngorongoros, to celebrate the achievements of the pilot of the New Deal as they watched the screening of the documentary film Paul Biya, A Great Statesman with a Prodigious Destiny. Housing and Urban Development Minister Celestine Kecha Cortez says he will be remembered for his development initiatives.
A man who has transformed our country in terms of sustainable development.
President Paul Biya is also hailed for empowering the female elite of the West region.
The head of state has promoted women. Here I am speaking. The head of state has promoted women at all levels.
The mayor of Chang, Jacques Kemlu, says thanks to the president's liberalization process, the West region is economically stable.
We have something like this state where we are. We have the biggest university of Central Africa in West Cameroon. And it is something given to us by our president.
Zachary Ngumbe is the Secretary General of the Economic and Social Council.
He's a person that God has given us for the emergency of our country. Biya is the father of the nation, and the West region has gained a lot. You can only see the network of roads in the Bafusa.
This huge mobilization of sons and daughters of the West is proof of what the head of state has done and continues to do for the people of the West region. Kinge Angela Parr, CRTV West, Bafusa.
And that was Kinge Angela Parr reporting. Now, close to 1,000 youths drawn from the 10 regions of the country have been empowered with knowledge and skills on artificial intelligence. This was during the 8th edition of the ICT Holidays Camp, which took place in Edea from the 20th to the 24th of August this year. This year's edition was placed under the theme Artificial Intelligence, Opportunities and Challenges for Patriotic Youths. Rita Yosembom visited the ICT Holiday Camp and now reports.
I got the information about the ICT Holiday Camp and I was interested to come and interact with, meet new people.
The youngsters gathered at the ICT Holiday Camps with just basic awareness of artificial intelligence and the concept of harmonious living.
My name is Simeon. I have learned so many things that I have never known about it.
My name is Elundude Pascal. I was not knowing that there was existing an artificial intelligence with the name of Canva. And Canva is the name of the family in which I am in this campus. So as they taught us, they said Canva is using design and information online.
Children aged between 8 and 13 years were hosted at Government Technical High School in Edea, while those aged between 14 and 18 years were lodged at Government High School in Edea, with each camp dividing its participants into 8 families of 35 members, teaching them about patriotism, living together, and responsible social media use. As the Minister of Posts and Telecommunications, Minette Libom Lilikem, arrived at the camp, the excitement among the children was noticeable. They welcomed her with cheers and smiles, eager to hear her words of encouragement. In her address, Minister Minette Libom Lilikem appreciated the enthusiasm of the participants, but also emphasized the importance of being responsible digital citizens.
So, on the board, we have currently Gemini, that is open. We have ChatGPT, that is open.
One of the instructors, Agbo, told us that his lessons are focused on engaging the children with thought-provoking questions, sparking their curiosity about artificial intelligence. These young minds have been equipped with the necessary skills to thrive in an increasingly interconnected world.
When I go back, my junior ones, I can explain to them that this is how we should use this artificial intelligence. We should not misuse it, educate them how to use it, even our parents back at home.
The 8th edition of the ICT Whole Day Camps has ended, and it is clear that the government's commitment to bridging the digital divide and empowering the youth is stronger than ever. The young Cameroonians are going back home armed with knowledge, not just for personal gain, but to contribute positively to their communities.
Rita Yusembom reporting. The Minister of Post and Telecommunications, Minette Libom Lilikeng, while officially closing the holiday camps last evening, highlighted the growing relevance of artificial intelligence in today's digital landscape and encouraged the participants to explore the benefits associated with artificial intelligence. In the following excerpt of an interview, the technical advisor number 2 to the Minister of Post and Telecommunications, Dr. Winfrey Fu, sheds light on the specificities of the 8th edition of the ICT holiday camps. He spoke to Rita Yusembo.
The holiday camps are a special moment that the minister communions with youths in the rural areas. When the youths come around, one of the first lessons that they take is civic responsibility and patriotism. It is about imbibing in the youths republican values that are important for youths to have as they grow up. But more critically, it is the use of ICTs. We who are in the cities, we may think that using a computer or a mobile phone, especially a smartphone, is as easy as everything. But there are so many youths that have never really touched a computer physically, and some have never used it. So that's the only unique opportunity for them to be able to make use of these tools. And during this period, you can see the enthusiasm in them in learning these new tools and how important they are. Also, it is a period for the minister to outline the careers that exist within the ICT and telecommunication sector, and that we are sending a spark into the mind of these youths that there's a world out there, a telecoms world, with so many opportunities.
And you are listening there to the technical advisor number 2 to the Minister of Post and Telecommunications, Dr. Winfried Mfu. Still related to the 8th edition of the ICT Holiday Camp Edea 2024, it has come and gone, leaving many satisfied. Close to 1,000 youths were part of the event that ended yesterday, with the commitment for them to use ICTs to build and not to destroy. Our littoral regional correspondent Pontianus Lawong says it has been a tale of success.
A tale of successes indeed. The first success is attributed to the local organizing committee led by the SDO of Sanaga Maritime Division, Ivan Cyril Abondo. For 4 days, no false note was sounded. The security, feeding and lodging of the close to 1,000 children were properly ensured, while appropriate measures were put in place with the collaboration of the Edea District Hospital to handle any cases of ill health recorded. That the ICT holiday camp eventually held is one thing, and that its objectives were met is another. The 8th edition, Edea 2024, was indisputably one of the best. It attracted children from rural and semi-urban zones of Sanaga Maritime Division, as well as holidaymakers from other parts of the country. And this, in line with the objective of the initiative, which is to bridge the ICT knowledge gap between rural and urban areas of Cameroon. Instructors coordinated activities on two sites, namely Government Technical High School and Government High School Edea, yet no cases of indiscipline were recorded. Anchored on the theme Artificial Intelligence, Opportunities and Challenges for a Patriotic Youth, the testimonies of young people after yesterday's closing ceremony suggest another success. An artificial intelligence generation that is gradually developing skills not only in the use of this new technology, but also to explore and take advantage of the opportunities that it offers for their self-development and for nation-building while staying safe and patriotic. And about patriotism, the Minister of Posts and Telecommunication, Minet Libom Liliken, cautioned them against manipulation by enemies of the Republic who are ready to use naive children to propagate hate speech, fake news, and so on in their bid to destabilize the state. At the end of their stay in Edea, the children went back home happy, brandishing end-of-camp attestations, while 108 of them have been granted scholarships to deepen their knowledge on ICTs at the African Institute of Computer Sciences, ERE Cameroon.
Pontianus Lawong are now in the West, where some 200 young people throughout the Nde division who took part in a two-month holiday program in Bangulap that enabled them acquire some essential life skills and also learn more about their culture and traditional values have come to the end of their training. Kelvin Nembo took part in the closing ceremony. His report.
Most of the trainees, aged 4 to 16 years, were timid at the beginning of the useful holiday training program, but at the end, trainers have succeeded to inculcate in them some positive values, from bravery to altruism, collaboration, and creativity, amongst others. Proof, they can now sing and dance, talk in public, and speak their mother tongue fluently.
I have learned how to say some few things in my mother tongue. I have also learned how to draw and how to do slam.
I learned how to draw a button and somebody.
The trainees equally acquired basic skills in modeling, sewing, painting, and more. One of the high moments of the closing ceremony was a beauty pageant contest. After relaxation comes studies. The children each receive school kits from the organizers who wish them success this new school year. Kelvin Nembo, CRTV News in Bangulap.
And this is CRTV News. Mass education will feature in the education system in the Northwest in the upcoming academic year after it was launched by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education during a visit to the region. The move, which encourages all to gain formal education and skills, especially the vulnerable, has been greeted by the youths of the region who believe will help them give back to the society and bring meaningful development in their communities. Clenis Ayombom has the reports from Bamenda.
Youth in the Northwest region have embraced the back-to-school call by showing the interest to enroll massively in the upcoming academic year through patriotic activities they have carried out to promote living together. With the launch of the Mass Education Initiative by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Monona Fotsu, the young persons agree that vices like drug abuse will be mitigated.
They are out to also teach the youth on how they could stay away from drugs.
The youth also mention that mass education will facilitate decision-making in the communities.
We have been called upon to go back to our various communities to educate our peers about community participation so that maybe they can be the one to decide on who is their community leader.
To educate youth, not only in the classroom, but in activities that concern them and how they can interrelate with their elites.
The president of the regional office of the Cameroon National Youth Council, Samuel Makom, believes that with the mass education initiative, many more young persons will see the need to gain formal education.
A country that does not put education at the forefront of its development cannot develop.
The mass education caravan has been launched in the Northwest region at a moment when many have realized that school boycott will only leave them behind in terms of developmental initiatives. Clenis Ayombom Abengo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And we take you to the north, where 15 days to the kickoff of the upcoming academic year, most parents in Garoua say they are still to buy their children school needs due to financial constraints. Basic and secondary authorities, for their part, have been holding preparatory meetings with public and private school officials in a bid to improve the poor performance the region recently recorded in some national exams. Julius Neba tells us more.
Even though the upcoming academic year is set to kick off in 2 weeks, most working-class parents in the North region, like Wajiri Alium, say because of financial difficulties, they are still looking forward to have their salaries before they can get the necessary learning material for their children.
Things are really difficult because up till now, I am not ready. And when I do my calculations, I do not know how I'm going to make it because just providing for my household is not easy. And I still have to pay their school fees, so it is very complicated.
Without wanting to put their kids in a tight corner when classes resume, others like Stefana Mugu have already gone in for school fee loans.
I opted to go take a school fee loan to lessen my expenditure, and I really appreciate my wife whose small savings will really help to send our children to school.
On the other hand, basic and secondary education officials, in collaboration with school authorities in the public and private sectors, have been cutting their T's and dotting their I's to guarantee an effective school year that will ameliorate the performance that the region recorded during the last state exams, as we hear from Victor Buba, discipline master at Government Technical High School, Garwa, Sangaregal.
The new strategy that we have adopted this year is to put in place innovative disciplinary measures that will contain learners.
The efforts deployed by education authorities in the North region is complemented by CONAC officials who have been working in collaboration with the region's education stakeholders to ensure a 2024-2025 school year void of corruption. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garwa.
Now, as the countdown to the 2024-2025 school year narrows, some parents in the Central region, like their counterparts elsewhere, are nonetheless taking the necessary measures to ensure their kids go back to school physically and psychologically prepared. Many are busy shopping and helping their children get ready for a successful and stress-free start to the new school year. Elizabeth Bombone Agbo talked to both the parents, pupils and students and put together the following report.
In the family of the Sako on transit in Yaoundé, there is no pressure preparing the kids for the upcoming school year. The father of three, David Sako, explains.
We have started preparing them psychologically and advising them to take their work serious. For the aspect of preparing to buy their stuff, we are going to do that also this week. But what is very important is the advice we have given them to take their book work serious.
Over at the residence of Edite Kwem, the time to act is now.
I have not yet bought their school furniture, but I'm going to do that this week. The delay is because the money was not yet available.
The last minute rush, others of the opinion, could be avoided.
Back to school is not a surprise because we know that, okay, they have closed today and by this time they will be going back. So from the day they close, we need to start preparing for the next reopening.
The children on their part are optimistic a majority of what they need for a smooth takeoff will be provided for.
I've bought my shoes and my uniform. You need to buy foodstuff since I'm going to boarding school.
Preparation for school is going out smoothly. I am studying since I'm in upper seat. My things for school, I've never really bought all of them, but we keep trusting the Lord that the Lord provides for my parents.
Whatever the case there be, the back-to-school fever is on and the markets are vibrating to the rhythm.
Elizabeth Bongbone Agbo reporting. In more news, officials from the Ministry of Public Works have expressed satisfaction with the ongoing construction of the Kumba-Ekondo City Road. The 60-kilometer road constructed by the CIF Rapid Intervention Battalion B in Kumba is 35% gone. Details with you, Kange Leon Caesar.
The second phase of the project, which entails the tarring of the first 20 kilometers of the road, is expected to be completed by December this year. Following an in-camera discourse and physical evaluation of the site, officials of the Ministry of Public Works say the job done is exceptional.
Adamu Musa, General Inspector in charge of technical issues in the Ministry of Public Works. After this visit, we are convinced that the objective of tarring 20 kilometers is possible because the organization we see here and the quality of work is satisfactory.
The construction, however, hasn't been void of setbacks.
Abi Steph, Technical Director of the project. We have covered 35%. The collaboration is good. We recruit some people to work with us. Now the main difficulty is the rain.
Both administrative authorities and locals highlight that the move will promote social and economic development.
Azange Emmanuel, Visionary Director of Public Works for Meme. This year, the cocoa business has been booming so much. We have Pamo that uses this road to transport oil from Indian to Kumba, Kumba Douala. So the road is a very important road for economic purpose.
I've seen that the government have come to renovate back the road as former. So I'm too happy as I've seen the road from my
my age now, before I die, I know that the road is there fine with my children for a new generation.
The final phase of the two-year project is expected to be completed by 2025. Kange, Leon Caesar, CRTV, Ikundutiti.
And out of the country, the Japan-Africa ministerial meeting on the Tokyo International Conference on African Development is underway in Japan. Cameroon is officially represented by the Minister of External Relations, Mbela Mbela. On the sidelines of the meeting, Minister Mbela Mbela held bilateral meetings with his Japanese counterpart, Yoko Kamakawa. Details with you, Charles Ebune.
Japan has injected plus 1 billion CFA francs for the reconstruction of the northwest and southwest regions, a plan crafted by the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, making the Asian giant one of Cameroon's strategic partners for return of normalcy in the crisis-hit northwest and southwest regions. And so it was with utmost shared joy that External Relations Minister Mbela Mbela met in Japan with his Japanese counterpart Yoko Kamikawa. This on the sidelines of the Japan-Africa Ministers Meeting, which will follow the organization of the next Tokyo International Conference on African Development. During the meeting, both parties stressed the importance of cooperation in international politics. The Japanese equally recognized the strategic role Cameroon plays in Central Africa, especially as an economic hub. Both countries agreed on the necessity to extend their cooperation in areas such as education, economic development, and international cooperation. External Relations Minister Mbela Mbela is in Japan at the head of a strongman Cameroonian delegation to take part in Japan-Africa Ministers Meeting on the heels of an international visit in Cameroon by Japanese parliamentarians to canvass support for the participation of Cameroonian leadership in the next Tokyo International Conference for African Development, TICAD 9, to take place in the Japanese city of Yokohama, August next year.
Charles Ebune in that report. Still out of the country, a crisis cabinet has been set up by the Sao Paulo state government to deal with wildfires which have put 30 Brazilian cities on alert. Flames have killed 2 people and smoke has disrupted traffic on a dozen highways, while the capital, Sao Paulo, is shrouded in a grey haze. Soaring temperatures and low humidity are fueling dangerous fire conditions in the state, which has endured a prolonged drought. And now, sports. Like you heard in our lead stories, 2 Cameroonian Elite One clubs are in action this afternoon in Yaounde and Ghana in their second leg preliminary rounds of the CAF Champions League and Confederation Cup. Fufu of Bahama hosting Painesville FC from Liberia at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaounde in the Confederation Cup, while Victoria United of Limbe are facing local side Samatek of Ghana in the CAF Champions League. Senior reporter Simon Lyonga says it is going to be a difficult encounter for the two camps.
It is the former American statesman Benjamin Franklin who said, "Failure to prepare is preparing to fail." Close to 3 centuries after, this declaration aimed at fostering national development still stands strong on the shelf of success stories, leaving the sphere of development to cut across the various domains of human existence. With football being part of such, it is disheartening, therefore, to see the level of poor preparations of Cameroon's 2 clubs at the African continental competitions. The situation is even alarming for Fofo of Baham that exhibited a pitiful image, making them the laughingstock of the preliminary rounds of the CAF Confederations Cup. Difficult to understand that the club could only have 8 licenses out of a possible 40, thereby traveling to Liberia with very low morals to represent a football great in the continent. But how could the signals fail to be seen by many, especially the Cameroon football house Fecafoot that is expected to accompany the country's ambassadors? Maybe it was seen as a success story after bamboo tools were simply shoved aside last year. The FA was expected to do a close follow-up on the evolution of the registration process of the 2 African clubs, but even failed to hear the sound of the danger call when the club's coach Usmanu Christophe resigned just 2 weeks to the start of the competition. Remember, the CAF rule on the registration of players places the FA at the center of operations for them to ease the flow of the documents, evaluate the team's readiness, and to the least push the club that is flying their flag in the competition. It is difficult to reconcile the recent happenings in Opopo and Fufu with the country's image of a great football nation after winning the African Interclub events a couple of times. It shows the dwindling interest in the local game that was at the fore of the project of football to footballers. Yes, they all failed to prepare. The Fufu and Opopo administration on the one hand and Fecafoot on the other. An impossible mission, therefore, to see a Cameroonian club in the next round talk less of group stages.
Senior reporter Simon Nyonga, and just to add that Victoria United need to win Samatek at least by 2-1 to progress to the next round, while Fovo of Baham must beat Spenesville by 5-0 to advance. In more sports news, Le Posinard, the YAS Athletic Championship, ended yesterday at the Amadou Aijo Stadium here in Yaounde, with over 250 athletes involved. The Youth Athletic Championship featured competitions in the track and field event. Harrison Ashu has the details.
The athletes, ages between 9 to 14, selected from 14 athletic clubs in the country, challenged themselves with enthusiasm. In the track event, they had the 50 and 60 meters race, as well as the 4x100 meters relay. On the field, long jump, high jump, and discus throw were on the spotlight.
Il y a eu beaucoup de bonnes performances. Les enfants, ils ont évolué. Les poussinades aussi ont évolué. Ils ont grandi. On avance à petit pas.
According to the organizer of the event, José Ducouleur, many young talents were detected in the course of the competition. The Youth Athletic Championship, in collaboration with the Cameroon Athletic Federation, is a nursery for future national and international champions in athletics.
Harrison Ashutiku reporting. And still in more sports news, the final of the 20th edition of the Honorable Walang Richard Iboas Unity Football Competition is being played today at the Womb Municipal Stadium, where the governor of the Northwest Region is represented by the SDO for Menchu, Abdullahi Aliyu. The competition that has brought together a total of 55 teams from various localities in the Menchu South constituency has over the years expanded in its scope and objectives as the Cup Donor. Honorable Walang Richard Iboa now explains.
We thought our youth should have one or two things to be doing during holidays to keep them busy. We had Womb Center when we started it. We went to Benakuma, Befang, Bu, Bangwe, Aguli, Krumenjang, Bamba, Benadi, Bangwe. If you look at our region today, we have used this competition for this period to tell our youth that we want peace. We should also have registration for the upcoming election, and we have to make sure that our children go back to school. We know that we have difficulties. There's no place where there is no problem. But you will believe with me that the number one man of this country, he has sent his hand like a father, that come out from where you are and you'll be pardoned. And we are begging that our brothers and sisters should do everything to come out to make sure that we build our region, we build our country, make sure that our youth should have education without any problem.
Honorable Walang Richard Iboa. And now to end the news here, once again, are our top stories. Thousands of kids are building resilience, gaining confidence and experience, as well as essential skills in life-changing holiday camps organized nationwide. In a day at the 8th edition of the ICT Holiday Camp, empowered young people to create with artificial intelligence. 30 cities in Brazil are on high alert as wildfires kill two. And in sports, Victoria United of Limbe take on local side Samatek in their return leg CAF Champions League in Accra, Ghana, while Fovu of Baham host Paintsville of Liberia at the Amadou Aijo Stadium here in Yaounde. Up next is the summary of the news in the French language with you, Christine Victoria Binda.
Good afternoon. Projection du film documentaire Paul Biya, un grand homme d'État au destin prodigieux dans la région de l'Ouest. Près de 15 000 personnes ont répondu présent hier à Bafoussam. Élites politiques, chefs traditionnels, opérateurs économiques et même des leaders religieux ont assisté à la diffusion de ce documentaire. Technologie de l'information et de la communication, ils ont pris l'engagement de se servir des TIC pour promouvoir la paix et accroître leur intelligence. Les 937 jeunes des camps de vacances TIC DTA ont reçu pendant 4 jours des outils et recettes pour domestiquer l'intelligence artificielle. Une plus-value de poids pour ce regroupement et ce concept qui favorise chaque année l'appropriation des TIC en milieu jeune. Rentrée scolaire 2024, les espaces commerciaux abondent à quelques jours de la reprise des cours. Les fournitures scolaires envahissent les rayons, notamment les cahiers Made in Cameroun ou CEMAC. Les clients s'intéressent surtout au rapport qualité et prix, question d'offrir les meilleurs articles à leur progéniture. En religion, une nouvelle paroisse pour les fidèles de l'Église catholique romaine. Il s'agit de la paroisse Saint-Pierre de Ndazoa dans l'arrondissement de Bankomo. La consécration de cette paroisse a lieu ce dimanche par Monseigneur Jean Barga, archevêque de Yaoundé. Et en culture, célébration des valeurs traditionnelles et culturelles du peuple Itoudi au stade Yannick Noah à Yaoundé. Une rencontre fraternelle marquée par la bénédiction et la sanctification traditionnelle du tout nouveau complexe commercial de ce quartier. C'est en présence des chefs traditionnels et de nombreux autres invités. C'était le condensé de l'info. Prochain rendez-vous avec l'information de 7 p.m.